GoBall is a sport for the blind and visually impaired. It was created after World War II, actually, for blind and war veterans as a part of the rehabilitation, and became a Paralympic sport in 1976. The catch with GoBall is that nobody can see when you play because our vision is occluded with eye shades, as we call it, and we have patches underneath the eye shades just to ensure an equal playing field.
The ability that it's an equal playing field, that just really has me hooked. Because, like, I play sports like basketball, I used to do competitive swimming, I used sailing. Those aren't equal playing fields. Like, you have to compete with guys who have five times your vision, and it's really difficult sometimes. It can be really frustrating. But with GoBall, since it's an equal playing field, everyone can be successful.
The dimensions are exact dimensions of a volleyball court, 9 meters wide, 18 meters long, and the net is 4 feet high. So you have to throw the ball on the floor before the 6 meter line. So there's a line, we call it the high ball line, that runs 6 meters parallel to the goal line. So you back up to your net and square off to get your alignment, and then you can throw at whatever angle from there. And you take your steps out and throw it as hard as you can on the floor before that 6 meter line. The lines are on the court. There's string underneath the tape, so we feel the tape, feel the lines under our feet or with our hands, depending on what position we're in. And we have to communicate well with each other. And we have to, most of all, hear that bell, which is just slightly bigger than a basketball, the ball is, and it has bells inside of it.
Well, you have to be, like, resilient. Like, you can't be afraid of the ball. You have to, like, it can be the hardest shooter in the world. You just have to get out there and block it. If you have, like, really skinny arms like me, you just gotta get out there and block it and try your best.
It takes a lot of practice using your other senses. Like, a lot of people that maybe has played some sighted sports, and it might be unique to play a sport with your vision completely occluded. And so hearing is very important to be able to hear that ball. And that just takes practice tuning in on where that ball's coming from.
Well, I think I also have the mental aspect, too. Like, just preparing myself, like, okay, they might shoot at me, they might not, I don't care. Just listen for the ball and block it. That's just what I tell myself every time they're about to shoot. It definitely makes me feel a lot more at home. Like, I belong here. So that's just what makes me come out to practice every Saturday and Sunday and work hard and try to get as good as possible.